Good. Other questions? Yes.
Concerning Eve, I believe God said she would be saved through childbirth, or the woman, rather. Woman shall be saved through childbirth. What was that salvation?
The word save means also preserve. So God would preserve her while she would give birth to a child. She could easily die in that process, but God promised that she would be preserved, saved in that process.
Well, was there, he saved man as well, preserved man as well. Was God staving off judgment?
Yeah. Because through Eve, the sin came into the world, and so she was a special target of judgment. But God saved her from that judgment because God had a plan, and Satan didn't like that. So that's why Satan attacked the woman all the time, not only Eve, but also throughout history. He has always attacked women because he didn't want the Messiah to be born. So the women were always under special attack of the enemy.
Does that relate to the pregnant woman in Revelations and the attack of the dragon?
Revelation 12 is a chapter in itself. This is very interesting that we see the woman is really a type of Israel. If you go to Revelation 12, maybe in the next session we'll talk about it in more detail. I don't know. We don't have enough time to talk about all those details. But in Revelation 12, there was a great sign in verse 1 in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. So these are pictures of Israel. God had plans for Israel. What God revealed was in connection with Israel, the sun. The moon, what reflected the light of the sun under her feet, and in her head a crown of 12 stars that reminds us of the 12 tribes. But then it says in verse 2 that she was pregnant, and then she was in travail, in pain to bring forth. Now you have to connect here past, present, and future. In the past, we saw already in connection with Eve that she would go through the difficulty of childbirth and God would preserve her. Then you have to connect this with the coming of the Messiah. It was at that time that Israel was in great travail. They were under tremendous pressure. Only a little remnant had been preserved. The 10 tribes were dispersed under the nations. The 2 tribes were partly dispersed, partly went back to Jerusalem. And from that little remnant, there was now going to be the Messiah. And when he was born, the dragon was right there. We will see that in the following verses. She was ready to give birth. Now go to verse 3. Another sign was seen in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his head 7 diadems. That is Satan as connected with the Roman Empire. And on those days, the Roman Empire had a representative in Israel, and that was King Herod. And King Herod was ready to kill the Messiah. You can read it in Matthew 1 and 2. The Lord did not allow that, of course. But that is the battle. The battle, and that's why I said you have to connect past Eve, and then Mary, she gave birth, and then the Messiah, his life was in danger. God preserved him. And then in the future, before Israel will be brought back to the land and the Messiah is going to reign, there will be tremendous birth pangs. This woman, Israel, will be in tremendous birth pangs. That is the day, we will talk about that the 70th week, those tremendous tribulations. During that time, God is going to produce something in Israel and on this earth that despite those tremendous judgment that will take place, God will introduce the millennium, the reign of the Messiah. He will come and reign, It says in verse 5, she brought forth a male son who shall shepherd all the nations. That's the millennium. So the male son was born and then would be devoured by Satan. You can read it in Matthew 2. But then is the link with the future. He will come back and then he will rule with an iron rod. But then verse 5, in the middle of verse 5 says, her child was caught up to God. Because after the Lord Jesus died, rose again, we see he was ascended. God took him to himself, to his throne. And then what happened with Israel, the woman, Israel, fled in the wilderness. That is past and also future. That she will be preserved by God in the wilderness for 1,260 days. We'll talk about that later. And let me say this. There are prophecies in the Old Testament that only speak of the first coming of the Messiah. There are also prophecies that speak only of his second coming in glory. And so the Jews, they thought there are two Messiahs. But it is the same person, but two comings. And then you have prophecies that speak about God's whole plan, including the millennial reign. So it's important to study the prophecies and see there are prophecies that speak of the first coming of the Messiah. There are prophecies that speak of his second coming. There are also prophecies, and maybe we'll talk about that, that have the two in one verse. That is a really important point to come back to. So now to continue Revelation 12, we see then that there was a battle in heaven. And then Satan was cast onto this earth. So we have to keep that in mind when we come to that point when we study Daniel 9. This is a very important event, and that is still future, that the dragon will be cast on this earth. But just to finish the other thought about a interruption, that God gives sometimes a presentation of the, for the future, and then there's a parenthesis. There is like a break in between. One passage that shows that very clearly, we all know that, when the Lord Jesus quoted Isaiah 61, when he was speaking in the synagogue, in Luke 4, he was quoting Isaiah 61. And what did the Lord Jesus say there in Luke 4? He just quoted the beginning of verse 1 when he read in Luke 4, he quoted Isaiah 61, verse 18, and the book of Isaiah was given to him. He found that verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to preach to captive deliverance and to the blind sight, to send forth the crushed, delivered, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And then he stopped. He stopped at the end of that verse. He didn't finish that verse because that verse goes on to say, and the day of wrath. But when the Lord Jesus stopped, he said, today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears, verse 21. So the Lord showed by reading this way that it's an important principle that we have to understand the principle of the two comings. The first coming marked by grace. The first coming is those details that he would set the captives free, that he would give a sight to the blind and so on. That's his first coming in grace. And those miracles will also accompany his second coming. But then his second coming will be marked by judgment, the day of wrath. And that's still future. Today is the day of grace, but the day of wrath will come. So God's vengeance will be poured all over this earth because they rejected the Messiah. But today God says, you know what? You have rejected the Messiah, but I extend to you a period of grace so that you can still turn around and humble yourself and come to me. That's the day of grace in which you live. So it's important to see that prophecies have often these two dimensions, the first coming and the second coming, sometimes in one verse. Another example is when the Lord Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. Zechariah 9 was fulfilled. And then one verse you have him coming on a donkey, and the next verse shows his coming in judgment. So we have to understand that sometimes it's in one verse that scripture shows there are two comings really. So that is not to confuse you, it's just to alert you to the point that we have to be very careful when you read the scriptures and see how to interpret it with the help of the Spirit of God, with the help of the open Bible, that we can see this refers to his first coming, that's his second coming. And so this question about Revelation 12, I'm sorry that I extended it very long, but maybe we should take a break now, and then we can keep your questions. If you have more questions, please keep them, and we'll go back to that in a moment.